I'm looking at the plumpest, most beautiful, first prize winning raspberries at the horticulture show here, and I'm standing next to Alice, did you pick these this morning?
I picked them last night, and we put a few on the plate and a few for reserve, so we could choose which ones to put on the plate.
Did you pick out the very best looking ones then? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
And so did you have to stop Albert from eating them?
Yeah, but I ate some as well, and they tasted really good.
Does Mummy make jam out of them or do anything with them?
She usually does jam with strawberries, but I don't really know about the raspberries.
Well, Mum's standing right next to me, so I'll jump in here. Has it been a difficult year for your produce?
Definitely. Soft fruit, we usually have a lot of apricots, and we've got an absolute none. I can't even see one on the tree. We usually have five trees, and we've got hardly any plums and hardly any greengages, but I do have a really good variety of these autumn raspberries, and I got them from tiny plants, mail order, and they're called polka.
Polka?
Polka, like the dance. And they're a fantastic variety. They, you know, start fruiting sort of late August, and you don't have to put nets on them. The wasps don't usually tend to eat them too much. And they're lovely, plump, sweet raspberries. Don't usually get that many, so we only used them for eating or making fruit salads. Don't usually have enough for jam. But they're great. William doesn't like them so much because they grow every year and they spread over his vegetable garden. But I love them.
That's brilliant. Well, congratulations on your first prize. I think that's wonderful. I think they're very, very beautiful raspberries.
It's alright. It's honest.
I'm just gonna ask about that because before we've mentioned there. Why are the stalks why have the stalks been left on these raspberries?
Well, we tend to leave them on. I mean, you can take them off if you want, but when you're picking the raspberry, it's nice to be able to not actually touch the fruit itself, so you just snip it off and keep the stalk on it. And it also shows that you haven't gone down to local supermarket and bought them out of a packet. So they are actually from your garden.
That's very good. Excellent. Thank you.